Lynn and Richard Smith moved from the Flint, Michigan area to Charlotte last October. Richard had just been laid off from Ford, but they were already thinking about moving to Charlotte, so the Smiths saw this as an opportunity.
When we came down here, we thought maybe 2-3 months and we'd have a job. And, of course, then when the economy, you know, took a plunge, that whole idea changed. And I think it came to realization in January that this is going to be longer than we thought.
The Charlotte area has a lot of people like the Smiths, according to Wachovia senior economist Mark Vintner.
To a much greater degree than in other states, we're importing unemployment from other parts of the country as people continue to move here because they believe the economy is stronger here and that the region has better long-run prospects than many other parts of the country.
In fact, Vintner estimates newcomers account for 1-2% of the region's unemployment rate. The Department of Labor doesn't track unemployment among newcomers, but Vintner arrived at his estimate by analyzing census and labor statistics. He says people don't seem to pay attention to figures that show Charlotte has the fourth highest unemployment rate for metropolitan areas with more than 1 million people.
I'm still reading old reports in Money Magazine and Fortune Magazine that talk about what a great place Charlotte is. And it is a great place, but things have slowed.
We had to laugh one day when on the news they were talking about Charlotte's unemployment rate going, you know, way up, and they expect it to be 13% by the end of the year. And I looked at my husband and laughed. I says, can you believe this? I says, we left Michigan, and they're at 12%, and now, you know, we're in a new community, and, you know, it's expected to be at 13%.
But the Smiths haven't shared these numbers with their friends back in Michigan.
I haven't mentioned the projected unemployment rate because I don't want them to sit there and laugh. But well, what I do say is, oh, I'm sitting here on my deck and the sun is shining and it's a wonderful blue day.
Lynn says some of her friends are even thinking of moving down here. And she tells them she's happy she made the move. After all, it's worse in Flint. And she believes Charlotte will be among the first cities to bounce back. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.